Krishna Book Introduction. Krishna 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 Hey. Krishna 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 Hey. Krishna 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 Rakshamam. Krishna 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 Pahimam. Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahimam. While attempting to write this book, Krishna, let me first offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, Om Vishnupada, Ashtotra Shata, Sri Srimad, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Maharaj Prabhupada. Then, let me offer my respectful obeisances to the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Himself, appearing in the role of a devotee, just to distribute the highest principles of devotional service. Lord Chaitanya began his preaching from the country known as Gaudadesh, or West Bengal. And as I belong to the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, I must therefore offer my respectful obeisances to our disciplic succession. This Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya is also known as Brahma Sampradaya because the disciplic succession originally began from Brahma. Brahma instructed the sage Narada. Narada instructed Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva instructed Madhva Muni or Madhva Acharya. Madhavendra Puri, the originator of the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, belonged to the Madhva Acharya disciplic succession, and he had many renowned disciples, both in the sannyas renounced and householder orders of life. Disciples such as Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and Ishwara Puri. Ishwara Puri happened to be the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let us offer our respectful obeisances to Ishwara Puri, Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, Sri Vas Pandit, and Sri Gadadhara Pandit. Next, let us offer our respectful obeisances to Swarupa Damodar, who acted as the private secretary to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And let us offer our respectful obeisances to Sri Vasudev Dutt and the constant attendant of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Govinda, and the constant friend of Lord Chaitanya, Mukunda, and also to Murari Gupta. And let us offer our respectful obeisances to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Krishna Himself has explained in Bhagavad Gita, Ajopi San Avyayatma, Bhutanam Ishwaropi San, Prakritin Swam Adishtaya, Sambhavam Yatma Mayaya, Yada Yadahi Dharmasya, Glanir Bhavati Bharata, Abhutanam Adharmasya, Tadatmanam Srijam Yaham. Here Krishna says that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whenever there are discrepancies in the regulative principles of man's religious life and a prominence of irreligious activities, Krishna appears on this earthly planet. In other words, when Lord Sri Krishna appeared, there was a necessity of minimizing the load of sinful activities accumulated on this planet or in this universe. For affairs of the material creation, Lord Mahavishnu, the plenary portion of Krishna, is in charge. When the Lord descends, the incarnation emanates from Vishnu. Mahavishnu is the original cause of material creation, and from him, Garbhodakashayi Vishnu expands, and then Shirodakashayi Vishnu. Generally, all the incarnations appearing in this material universe are plenary expansions from Kshirodakashayi Vishnu. Therefore, the business of minimizing the overload of sinful activities on this earth does not belong to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. But when Krishna appears, all of the Vishnu expansions also join with him. Krishna's different expansions, Narayan, the quadruple expansion of Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Prajumna, Aniruddha, as well as the partial plenary expansion of Matsya, the incarnation of fish, and other Yuga avatars, incarnations for the millennium, and the Manu Antara avatars, the incarnations of Manus, all combine together and appear with the body of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the complete whole, and all plenary expansions and incarnations always live with him. When Krishna appeared, Lord Vishnu was also with him. Krishna actually appears to demonstrate his Vrindavan pastimes and to attract the fortunate conditioned souls, inviting them back home, back to Godhead. The killing of the demons was simultaneous to his Vrindavana activities and was carried out only by the Vishnu portion of Krishna. Parastasmat tu bhavonyo vyakto vyaktat sanatana yaksa sarveshu bhuteshu nashyatsu na vinashyati. In Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter, 20th verse, it is stated that there is another eternal nature, the spiritual sky, which is transcendental to this manifested and non-manifested matter. The manifest world can be seen in the form of many stars and planetary systems, such as the sun, moon, etc. But beyond this, there is a non-manifest portion, which is not approachable to anyone in this body. And beyond that non-manifest matter, there is the spiritual kingdom. That kingdom is described in Bhagavad Gita as supreme and eternal. It is never annihilated. This material nature is subjected to repeated creation and annihilation. But that part, the spiritual nature, remains as it is eternally. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha lakshavriteshu suraghir abhipalayantam Lakshmi sahasrashata sambrahma sevyamanam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. The supreme abode of the Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is also described in the Brahma Samhita as the abode of Chintamani. That abode of Lord Krishna is known as Goloka Vrindavan. It is full of palaces made of touchstone. There the trees are called desire trees, and the cows are called Suravi. The Lord is served there by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karna Karnam. His name is Govinda, the primeval Lord, and He is the cause of all causes. Venung Vanantam Aravinda Dalayataksham Barhavatansam Asitambuddha Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. It is there that the Lord plays His flute. His eyes are like lotus petals, and the color of His body is like that of a beautiful cloud. Upon His head is a peacock feather. He is so attractive that He excels thousands of cupids. Lord Krishna gives only a little hint in the Gita of His personal abode, which is the supermost planet in the spiritual kingdom. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna actually appears with all His paraphernalia and demonstrates His activities in Vrindavan, then at Mathura, then at Dwaraka. The subject matter of this book will gradually reveal all these activities. The family in which Krishna appeared is called the Yadu dynasty. This Yadu dynasty belongs to the family descending from Soma, the god in the moon planet. There are two different Kshatriya families of the royal order. One descending from the king of the moon planet, and the other descending from the king of the sun planet. Whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, He generally appears in a Kshatriya family because He has to establish religious principles or the life of righteousness. The Kshatriya family is the protector of the human race, according to the Vedic system. So when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Lord Ramachandra, He appeared in the family descending from the sun god known as Raghuvamsa. And when He appeared as Lord Krishna, He did so in the family of Yaduvamsa. There is a long list of the kings of the Yaduvamsa in the 9th canto, 24th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. All of them were great, powerful kings. Krishna's father's name was Vasudev, son of Shurasena, descending from the Yadu dynasty. Actually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not belong to any dynasty of this material world. But the family in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears becomes famous by His grace. For example, sandalwood is produced in the states of Malaya. Sandalwood has its own qualifications apart from Malaya. But because accidentally this wood is mainly produced in the states of Malaya, it is known as Malayan sandalwood. Similarly, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, belongs to everyone. But just as the sun rises from the east, although there are other directions from which it could rise, so by His own choice, the Lord appears in a particular family, and that family becomes famous. When Krishna appears, all His plenary expansions also appear with Him. Krishna appeared along with Balaram or Baladev, who is known as His elder brother. Balaram is the origin of Sankarshan, of the quadruple expansion. Balaram is also the plenary expansion of Krishna. So in this book, the attempt will be made to show how Krishna appeared in the family of the Yadu dynasty and how He displayed His transcendental characteristics. This is very vividly described in Srimad Bhagavatam, specifically the 10th canto. And the basis of this book will be Srimad Bhagavatam. The pastimes of the Lord are generally heard and relished by liberated souls. Those who are conditioned souls are interested in reading fictional stories of the material activities of some common man. But narrations describing the transcendental activities of the Lord are found in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. But the conditioned souls still prefer to study ordinary narrations. They are not so interested in studying the narrations of the pastimes of the Lord, Krishna. And yet, the descriptions of these pastimes of Lord Krishna are so attractive that they are relishable for all classes of men. There are three classes of men in this world. One class consists of liberated souls. Another consists of those who are trying to be liberated. And the third consists of materialistic men. But whether one is liberated or is trying to be liberated or is even grossly materialistic, the pastimes of Lord Krishna are worth studying. Liberated souls have no interest in materialistic activities. The impersonalist theory that after liberation one becomes inactive and needs to hear nothing does not prove that a liberated person is actually inactive. A living soul cannot be inactive. One is either active in the conditioned state or in the liberated state. For example, a diseased person is also active, but one's activities are all painful. The same person, when freed from the diseased condition, is still active, but in the healthy condition, the activities are full of pleasure. Similarly, the impersonalist managed to get freed from the diseased conditional activities, but they have no information of activities in the healthy condition. Those who are actually liberated and in full knowledge take to hearing the activities of Krishna. Such engagement is pure spiritual activity. It is essential for persons who are actually liberated to hear about the pastimes of Krishna. That is the supreme relishable subject matter for one in the liberated state. Also, if persons who are trying to be liberated hear such narrations as Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then their path of liberation becomes very clear. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam. By studying the Gita, one becomes fully conscious of the position of Lord Krishna. And when one is situated at the lotus feet of Krishna, he or she understands the narrations of Krishna as described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya has therefore advised his followers that their business is to propagate Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha means narrations about Krishna. There are two Krishna Kathas: narrations spoken by Krishna and narrations spoken about Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is the narration or the philosophy or science of God spoken by Krishna himself. Srimad Bhagavatam is the narration about the activities and transcendental pastimes of Krishna. Both are Krishna Katha. It is the order of Lord Chaitanya that Krishna Katha should be spread all over the world, because if the conditioned souls suffering under the pangs of material existence take to Krishna Katha, then their path of liberation will be open and clear. The purpose of presenting this book is primarily to induce people to understand Krishna or Krishna Katha, because thereby they can become freed from material bondage. This Krishna Katha will also be very much appealing to the most materialistic persons, because Krishna's pastimes with the gopis or cowherder girls are exactly like the loving affairs between young boys and girls within this material world. Actually, the sex feeling found in human society is not unnatural, because this same sex feeling is there in the original personality of Godhead. The pleasure potency is called Srimati Radharani. The attraction of loving affairs on the basis of sex feeling is the original feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we, the conditioned souls, being part and parcel of the Supreme, have such feelings also, but they are experienced within a perverted, minute condition. Therefore, when those who are after sex life in this material world hear about Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, they will relish transcendental pleasure, although it appears to be materialistic. The advantage will be that they will gradually be elevated to the spiritual platform. In the Bhagavatam, it is stated that if one hears the pastimes of Lord Krishna with the gopis from authorities with submission, then he or she will be promoted to the platform of transcendental loving service to the Lord, and the material disease of lust within one's heart will be completely vanquished. In other words, it will counteract material sex life. Navritta tarshaya upagiyamanad bhavaushidach chotra mano viramat ka utta masloka gunanuvadat puman virajeta vina pushugnat. Krishna will be appealing to the liberated souls and to persons who are trying to be liberated, as well as to the gross conditioned materialist. According to the statement of Maharaj Parikshit, who heard about Krishna from Shukadeva Goswami, Krishna Katha is equally applicable to every human being in whatever condition of life one is in. Everyone will appreciate it to the highest magnitude. But Maharaj Parikshit also warned that persons who are simply engaged in killing animals and in killing themselves may not be very much attracted to Krishna Katha. In other words, ordinary persons who are following the regulative moral principles of scriptures, no matter in what condition they are found, will certainly be attracted, but not persons who are killing themselves. The exact word used in Srimad Bhagavatam, pashugna, which means killing animals or killing oneself. Persons who are not self-realized and who are not interested in spiritual realization are killing themselves. They are committing suicide. Because this human form of life is especially meant for self-realization, by neglecting this important part of one's activities, one simply wastes time like the animals. So he or she is pashugna. The other meaning of the word refers to those who are actually killing animals. This means persons who are animal eaters, even dog eaters. And they are all engaged in killing animals in so many ways, such as hunting, opening slaughterhouses, etc. Such persons cannot be interested in Krishna Katha. King Parikshit was especially interested in hearing Krishna Katha because he knew that his forefathers, and particularly his grandfather Arjuna, were victorious in the great battle of Kurukshetra only because of Krishna. We may also take this material world as a battlefield of Kurukshetra. Everyone is struggling hard for existence in this battlefield, and at every step there is danger. According to Maharaj Parikshit, the battlefield of Kurukshetra was just like a vast ocean full of dangerous animals. His grandfather Arjuna had to fight with such great heroes as Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and many others who were not ordinary fighters. Such warriors have been compared to the Timingala fish in the ocean. The Timingala fish can very easily swallow up big whales. The great fighters on the battlefield of Kurukshetra could swallow many, many Arjunas very easily. But simply due to Krishna's mercy, Arjuna was able to kill all of them. Just as one can cross with no exertion over the little pit of water contained in the hoofprint of a calf, so Arjuna, by the grace of Krishna, was able to very easily jump over the ocean of the battle of Kurukshetra. Maharaj Parikshit very much appreciated Krishna's activities for many other reasons. Not only was his grandfather saved by Krishna, but he himself also was saved by Krishna. At the end of the battle of Kurukshetra, all the members of the Kuru dynasty, both the sons and grandsons on the side of Dhritarashtra, as well as those on the side of the Pandavas, died in the fighting. Except the 5 Pandava brothers, everyone died on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Maharaj Parikshit at that time was within the womb of his mother. His father Abhimanyu, the son of Arjuna, also died on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And so Maharaj Parikshit was a posthumous child. When he was in the womb of his mother, a Brahma Astra weapon was released by Ashwatthama to kill the child. When Parikshit Maharaj's mother, Uttara, approached Krishna, Krishna, seeing the danger of abortion, entered her womb as Super Soul and saved Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit's other name, therefore, is Vishnu Rat, because he was saved by Lord Vishnu himself while still within the womb. Thus, everyone in any condition of life should be interested in hearing about Krishna and his activities, because Krishna is the supreme absolute truth, personality of Godhead. He is all-pervading. He is living within everyone's heart, and he is living as his universal form. And yet, as described in Bhagavad Gita, he appears as he is in human society just to invite everyone to his transcendental abode, back to home, back to Godhead. Everyone should be interested in knowing about Krishna, and this book is presented with this purpose, that people may know about Krishna and be perfectly benefited in this human form of life. Balang gadang saranang cha durmadang vipulang dhruvam vasudevas tu rohinyang kritadin upapadayat. In the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Baladev is described as the son of Rohini, a wife of Vasudev. Vasudev, the father of Krishna, had 16 wives, and one of them was Rohini, the mother of Balaram. Rohinyastanaya Prokto Rama Sankarshanastvaya Devakya Garba Sambandha Kuto Dehantarang Vina. But Balaram is also described as the son of Devaki. So how could he be both the son of Devaki and Rohini? This was one of the questions put by Maharaj Parikshit to Shukadeva Goswami, and it will be answered in due course. Kasman Mukunda Bhagavan Pittor Gehad Rajangata Tvavasam Gyatabi Sardham Kritavan Satvatam Pati. Maharaj Parikshit also asked Shukadeva Goswami why Sri Krishna, just after his appearance as the son of Vasudev, was immediately carried to the house of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan Gokul. Vraje Vasan Kim Akaron Madhu Puryang Chakeshava Bratarang Chavadhi Kamsang Matur Adhatad Arhanam. Maharaj Parikshit also wanted to know what the activities of Lord Krishna were while he was in Vrindavan and while he was in Mathura. Besides that, Maharaj Parikshit was especially inquisitive to know why Krishna killed his maternal uncle Kamsa. Kamsa, being the brother of his mother, was a very intimate superior to Krishna. So how was it that Krishna killed Kamsa? Deham manusham asritya kati varshani vrishnavi yadupuryang sahavatsit patnya katya bhavan prabho. Also, Maharaj Parikshit asked how many years Lord Krishna remained in human society, how many years he reigned over the kingdom of Dwaraka, and how many wives he accepted there. A Kshatriya king is generally accustomed to accept more than one wife. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit also inquired about Krishna's number of wives. The subject matter of this book is Shukadev Goswami's answering of these and other questions asked by Maharaj Parikshit. The position of Maharaj Parikshit and that of Shukadeva Goswami is unique. Maharaj Parikshit is the right person to hear about the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, and Shukadeva Goswami is the right person to describe them. If such a fortunate combination is made possible, then Krishna Katha immediately becomes revealed, and people may benefit to the highest possible degree from such a conversation. This narration was presented by Shukadeva Goswami when Maharaj Parikshit was prepared to give up his body, fasting on the bank of the Ganges. In order to assure Shukadeva Goswami that by hearing Krishna Katha, he would not feel tired, Maharaj Parikshit expressed himself very frankly. Naishati dusahakshun mang tyaktodam api badhate pibatang twang mukam bhoja chuttam harikatam ritam. Hunger and thirst may give trouble to ordinary persons or to me, but the topics of Krishna are so nice that one can continue to hear about them without feeling tired, because such hearing situates one in the transcendental position. It is understood that one must be very fortunate to hear about Krishna Katha seriously, like Maharaj Parikshit. He was especially intent on the subject matter, because he was expecting death at any moment. Every one of us should be conscious of death at every moment. This life is not at all assured. At any time, one can die. It does not matter whether one is a young man or an old man. So before death takes place, we must be fully Krishna conscious. Sutta Uvacha. Evang Nishamya Bhrigunandana Saduvadam Vyasaki Sa Bhagavan Ata Vishnu Ratam Pratyarchya Krishna Charatam Kali Kalmashagnam Vyahartum Arabhata Bhagavata Pradana. At the point of his death, King Parikshit was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami. When King Parikshit expressed his untiring desire to hear about Krishna, Shukadeva Goswami was very pleased. Shukadeva was the greatest of all Bhagavat reciters, and thus he began to speak about Krishna's pastimes, which destroy all inauspiciousness in this age of Kali. Sri Shuka Uvacha, Samyag Vyavasita Buddhis, Tava Rajarshi Satama, Vasudeva Katayam Te, Yaj Jata Naishtaki Rati. Shukadeva Goswami thanked the king for his eagerness to hear about Krishna, and he encouraged him by saying, "My dear king, your intelligence is very keen, because you are so eager to hear about the pastimes of Krishna." Vasudeva Katha Prashna Purushang Strim Punatihi Vyaktarang Pachakang Shrotrings Tatpada Salilang Yata. Shukadev informed Maharaj Parikshit that hearing and chanting of the pastimes of Krishna are so auspicious that the process purifies the three varieties of men involved. One who recites the transcendental topics of Krishna, one who hears such topics, and one who inquires about Krishna. These pastimes are just like the Ganges water, which flows from the toe of Lord Vishnu. They purify the three worlds, the upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Krishna Book.